look after the animal, and for 1-2 years they're going to work. You'll go, you pay 2,000 rand, you'll buy the animal, you'll make qurbani. But what, how much Allah has done? And Allah himself has done this all for you. How much of arrangement? So yeah, also Allah's treasure, which is so great. That's why those treasure locks also are also so great. So Allah has put this beautiful woman and all this. So it's a great mujahada. But you'll break those locks, you will get Allah Ta'ala. Because that is the real real wealth what a person must get. Qalb mein anwar hai, misl 40-80 durus. People sit little while and something itches them. And they remember something and they can't sit. They have to get up and go quickly. It's so hard to sit. To sit for zikr is a real mujahada, and to control the eyes is another big mujahada. غرب بسر کی حسرتوں کے زخم سے تو آنکھوں کا تو you made a debit, make a credit also quickly, reconcile so that you balance up. It must balance up, so immediately make toba also. ہم نے طے کی اس طرح سے منزلیں, حضرت سے we walked our road to Allah in this way. گر پڑے, we made mistakes, we fell down. The Ash'ar also, mashallah, on the same subject, and this also, may Allah give us the reality of it, and let us take this with us and make it part of our life, inshallah. Bismillah. Kashkoli Marifat. You are still about ilm, the virtues of knowledge. اس عمل ہو یا نہ ہو دونوں حالتوں میں یہ فضیلت حاصل ہوگی. یو میک عمل اور بٹ یو گیٹ دا فضیلت آف سو مچ آف نفل عبادت. اس کو تین وجہ, اس کی تین وجہ ہے, تھری ریزنز. ایک تو یہ کہ جب دین کی بات معلوم ہو گئی, دا فرسٹ از وین یو نو دا ٹاک آف دین ناؤ, تو گمراہی سے تو بچ گیا.
پتیکم انفسکم, پکار کر کہیں گے اللہ بیزار ہوتا ہے زیادہ اس سے جو تم بیزار ہوئے. دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ از مور انڈیپینڈنٹ آف یو پیپل دین وٹ یو آر شوئنگ یور انڈیپینڈنسی. دس از ہیز بین ایکسپلین دیٹ دا پیپل آف جہنم دا نان بی اللہ ہیڈ میڈ اینڈ یٹ دے ڈیڈ ناٹ بلیو. اینڈ فار آل دس آر گریٹ لیسنس فار اس ٹو ٹیک آلسو. دو الحمد للہ وی ہیو گاٹ ایمان, بٹ ہاؤ مینی آف اس آر ان مائنڈ فل آف آور دین. Especially now, this festive season, how many people are forgetting that they are Muslims? Where they are going, what they are doing by their actions. It is not even anything to do with Christianity, but Muslims are also getting involved in that. So Allah Ta'ala warns of this condition, that there on Qiyamah's Day, the truth will be made clear, and every person will be so sorry about his own evil actions, that how could I have been so stupid, how could I have been so blind, how could I have been. Send us back to dunya again, so that we can have a chance. We know you can do it. You have done it twice, you can do it a third time. You were so merciful to us, give us a chance for the third time as well. فَعَتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا, اب ہم قائل ہوئے اپنے گناہ کے. Now we admit our guna and our folly. We have seen clearly we made big, big mistakes. Allah, that there is only one God, one Allah, that we all believe. Even Christians, Jews, everyone believes. But that is not enough. Then in the qualities of Allah, the sifat of Allah, Allah alone is the giver of rozi. Allah alone is the giver of shifa, of cure. That belief must be also fully embedded in the heart. And that, how many people disbelieved in it? They did not accept it. وَإِن يُشْرَكْ بِهِ تُؤْمِنُ, اور جب اس کے ساتھ پکارتے شریک کو تو تم یقین لانے لگتے. And when the partners of Allah are mentioned, then you have yaqeen also. Yes, Allah gives rozi, but you must have matrik also. Allah gives rozi, you must have a shop also. Now it is the final judgment of Allah Ta'ala, who is the most high and who is the most greatest and the biggest. In other words, there is no place for appeal now. Just like in this world, there are certain cases that you are allowed to appeal the judgment. But there are other cases you are not allowed to appeal the judgment. Allah will say your argument.
In the masjid house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys the equity and honor of the masjid. It's completely incorrect. So we should keep abstaining from taking any of the best at all times, and more so in the masjid, like you are saying. Now we will discuss, we will have two programs now. The first program, very briefly, what is this Islam which you have to do? The first leg is called Talib. Talib or Talib, a seeker. A person wants to better himself. This is the first category who is called a Talib. Then, he is a person who is always trying, I must become a better Muslim, I must become a better human being, I must clarify myself, I must become a better person. So this person, as long as he has got his speaker and person, the moment you say, I am okay, I am a good Muslim, I don't need to change myself, I don't need to better myself. Then you become the second group, which is called Qani'a. Qani'a means I'm happy now. It's like a wall which is going up now, and it's stopping there. And there's no air coming at the bottom. So what will happen to that wall? Will it stay up there? What will happen to the wall? It will money. If I call not money, I'm a successful person. If money was a cause of success, then why is it that those people who are living in the richest countries in the world are committing the most amount of suicide? If that was success. And the people who are living in the poorest countries of the world, there's no very few suicide cases you will get. So money is not something of success. This is a very famous world. It's done in beauty. It's not in wealth. It's not in position, name and fame. Otherwise the prime ministers and the kings and of the world, they wouldn't be having headaches all the time. They wouldn't be taking drugs. They can't sleep at night. I don't have a proper night to sleep. I need tablets to sleep. All the rich people of the world, big, big prime ministers, they wear their crown in their head. They always got headaches. One person was walking before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, what do you say about this person? He said, oh Nabi of Allah, this man, he is a very tough person. If he goes anywhere and he proposes, then give him the daughter. If he intercedes on behalf of anybody, he will accept his intercession. He said, whatever he says, it's 100%. And the teacher is a Muslim teacher and he's teaching the students that we were created from a monkey. The world came to existence by a big bang. The minute the teacher says this, he loses his iman. And the child who has got that belief, he loses his iman. It's like the teacher is teaching in class of Christ, and has believed in Jesus Christ. So he loses his iman. So if the teacher is teaching the children this, the child is correction. But if we have not corrected our belief structure, and we still putting things, and we are believing it as bad and mean, at that time now, whatever problem comes, we have got to be a familiar. He is going into depression. His mind can't sleep at night. So this is the first thing we have to correct ourselves, our aqeelah and our beliefs. So this is the one aspect which we have to correct. That person who feels that successful, I'm enjoying myself, is no enjoying himself. Like I say, the successful person is he who clarified his eyes. What benefit will a person get? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, لَا تَزْنُوا فَتَذْهَبَ لَذَّةُ نِسَائِكُمْ. Do not adulterate, do not commit adultery, do not sell halal to me. Who is halal to me? My beautiful wife. I'm a certain person. When he lowers his gaze, he will find there is halawat al-iman fi qalbi. The enjoyment and the sweetness of iman Allah put in his heart. Now you will get enjoyment in performing salah. Now you will get enjoyment in making tilawah of the Quran. Now you will get enjoyment in all actions of worship. Now you will get enjoyment when you look at his wife. That's my wife is increasing. I thought now I was supposed to be more in the masjid. So he wrote that this is exactly what is the benefit of taqwa and piety. You will stay away from sin now and you will love your wife. And when you love your wife more, this will be written down in the record of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a sin. It's actually a very, very great ibadah to Allah. So this is our great benefit, it's full now. He's ate all of the yak, he's ate all the nice things. Now he's not going to eat it gradually. But if that person was an honorable person, and he looked after his stomach, he didn't go for other people. Now when he will come home, whatever food the wife will put in front of him, it will be like bread from Jannah, from paradise, how he enjoys. So he says, our chef says, that in the church, walking around half naked, the more a person will look after his days, the more the certificate of iman will be written for him. Each time he's governing his days, it's a very great difficulty on his nafs and himself. Allah is writing what is difficult of iman. So what is right will be by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, the ulama mentioned that whenever a person looks after his days, at that time he'll say, I wish I had a woman. And he says, if he looks and she's an ugly woman, he'll say, what an ugly woman, why did I ever look at her? So he says, both ways, you're only going to get sadness, hasrat and sadness, there's no benefit at all. Why are you looking? And a person lowers his gaze, he has been purified his gaze, what he wants to have in the love of him. So this is one aspect of Islam, which everyone is asking for right now. This is another thing we have to learn to control. This is why it's called Islam, to reform ourselves. That same anger will cause a person to blurt out the word of talaq, tell his wife I divorced 3 times. And then his wife is destroyed, his whole head is like destroyed. Now his wife has to separate from him. Now she has to go look, the separate, his children are swearing him, they have got no time for him, and now he goes to Muftisa, he goes to the Mawlana, back to the room. And you tell her, today I'm going to make 1 meet out of you. I'm going to finish you up. You've overdone it now, sick and tired of you. How many times am I going to tell you? Yeah, she says, please have mercy, sir. No mercy on you. Then suddenly we are knocked on the door. She looked through the people, and who you see there? The wife stood running. They just come back from the army. And they tell you, the first great benefit a person will get, من شفق غضبه ستر الله عليه قلوبه وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That the person who controls his anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hang the faults of that person. Everyone has his first faults because witnesses. In this world Allah will conceal our faults, in the day of Qiyamah Allah will conceal our faults. The second great benefit, whatever a person does, and at that time whatever does a person do, that sometimes he does such things. I will share a mentioned one story. It shows two sicknesses within a person. One is blood of the sword and one is anger. There was one person in a neighboring country. He went out, he went and bought a brand new car, motor vehicle. And he brings his motor vehicle home. He parks it on the driveway. For the rest of his life, he left it to his son. Anger, a person didn't control his anger. So how much of unsuccess, what a failure you are. So in this way, there are many, many other, there's no time now, inshallah. There are many, many other aspects. Example, love of money. The person has got so much of love of money, he hasn't got time for his family. So what success has he got in his life? Another man has got little bit of money, but every night he's sitting with his family. So what success is that in life? The person is always worried about